Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, August 29th. The grains looked to open up mixed here. We had December corn up 10 and a quarter cents overnight at 674 and a half. D sweet up 3 at 808 and a quarter. November beans down 8 and a quarter cents at 1453. Obviously, the market reacting to the Pro Farmer Tour coming out with a 168 average on the corn at 7 bushels under the USDA. That takes production down somewhere between 500 and 600 million bushels, which takes the carryout probably down to under a billion bushels out here. The bean number was pretty strong, 51.7. A fair amount of beans out here, and it's getting better. The weekend rains will help fill the pods out here. So obviously guys are buying corn and selling beans on those numbers. There's more concern over that nuclear plant in Ukraine. There's still a lot of shelling going on. The Russians are blaming the Ukrainians, and the Ukrainians are blaming the Russians. But when it's said and done, it's making for a very, very dangerous situation there. Bangladesh bought 500,000 metric tons of Russian wheat. So obviously they're getting around the sanctions again, and it's a nice chunk of business. So, that should put a little bit of pressure on the wheat. And the fact that the Stats Canada came out with wheat 13 million metric tons above last year, all the numbers were pretty much higher. Crude oil is currently up at $1.50 a barrel. That could help the bean oil. Bean oil is down 89 overnight. I would expect it to have a little bit of a bounce here this morning off of that. Looking forward to the week, how much do the funds want to buy in here? Back in 2012, we made the high after the August report about 9-10 days later. And then that was it. The market had already kind of priced a lot of it in, had the reaction higher over a week or so, and then that was the high we backed off. Now, a lot of this has been baked into the market. We have the resistance at about 778 in the corn. That's the 100-day moving average. If we close over that, the market's going to look good, but the market's already priced a lot of this in my opinion. Maybe not the extent of the report, but how much faith is everybody putting in the report? They tend to be on the low side. So we'll have to see what the final numbers are. But in the meantime, we've got the export inspections at 10 o'clock. Hopefully they're going to fix this export sales problem they had last week. I don't know if they're going to add last week to this week and give us a combined total for the 2 weeks. Nobody really knows. We'll get crop progress tonight. Corn will probably slip again. Beans should improve a little bit out here. So again, a little bit of a mixed bag. The market's still trying to adjust to see what effect Powell's speech on Friday, putting the Dow Jones down 1,000, reawakening fears of a recession. Currently, the Dow is down 200. If they pound the Dow, I think it's going to make it harder for the grains to rally out here. So that's pretty much it. I think this week's going to be a matter of, do the funds want to load the boat this late in the season? They're already long. I've got them long about 170,000 contracts of corn, which is a fairly large position. So we'll see if they want to add to that out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.